T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, my question would be, why would he be the wrong guy? The Cavs finished in top four this year, right? Made the playoffs last year. I mean, who you think they should bring in?
Sometimes you have to be careful what you ask for, because just because a guy has a championship, that doesn't mean that guy is all of a sudden going to just magically make your team better. You know, some guys don't have championships, but they're better coaches than guys that might have a ring. And so, like I said, I look at JB the last 2 years. Cavs made the playoffs. I think he's done a fairly good job. And like I said, sometimes you got to be careful what you ask for. You know, you want JB out, bring somebody else in. Next thing you know, it's not what you think it is.
That was Brendan Haywood of the NBA TV broadcast for tonight's Game 3. Cavs Magic tonight. Excited to see that. Excited to hear him on the call. And that was his response when we asked about basically JB and whether he has outcoached Jamal Mosley in the series. And also, like, his thoughts on the job that JB has done. And what I will say is, I understand, 2 years of being a top four seed, I understand that is regular seasons are the accomplishment. That's not what we should be grading JB on. The regular season success should be the expectation. That's like the bare minimum of expectation. What decides whether he should be here is what you do in the playoffs. And so I mentioned Mike Budenholzer. Maybe he disagrees with that, but then I can easily find another coach. I can find another reference point. JB, in my opinion, should be coaching for his job, not just in the rest of this series, but in the rest of these playoffs.
I feel exactly the same. And again, I'm not saying, like, Brendan knows more about basketball than I could. I mean, he's forgotten more than I know about basketball. So that's the point. The guy's really, really smart. I get that. But we're watching it every day.
Yeah.
I'm sure he follows the Cavaliers, but is he really watching everything?
Yeah.
You said JB's not an X's nose guy, and I agree with you. I mean, he was taking down Coach Bud and saying he doesn't make adjustments, and I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, a lot of people have changed their tune on Coach Bud because of last year in the playoffs, and in my experience, that was the anomaly. Like, he has made I don't know that Coach Bud was where he needed to be last year, given things that were going on off the court. I mean, he lost his brother that week. And I know that was, like, the Bucks didn't care about that and still fired Coach Bud. But, like, in terms of X's and O's, Mike Budenholzer is thought to be one of the best X's and O's coaches. But it's not just about that to me. Like, it's tough because I do understand the overall messaging, which is it is tough to upgrade at coach. It is. But that doesn't change the first question, which is JB Bickerstaff a guy that you can win with in the playoffs? And it's funny because I've already started to see people move the goalpost. Going into this series, people said this series in and of itself is not enough to confirm that JB's a good playoff coach to me. And then I've already seen through two games, people think, oh, he's dramatically outcoaching Jamal Mosley. I just don't know you can say that. I don't know I'm learning anything about JB until you get against a coach. Like, that would be, listen, at this point, I actually might be more afraid of the Heat than I am the Celtics simply because of Eric Spoelstra. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you have the talent advantage. It doesn't matter, like, Spoelstra is going to push you, and Spoelstra teams are going to push you as much as anything. Honestly, it's the way I feel about Steve Kerr before they got Kevin Durant. where that thing was so flawless and his ability to make those quick adjustments, it's tough to beat a Steve Kerr coach team unless Klay Thompson pops his Achilles and Draymond Green starts punching his teammates. Like, just because it might be tough to find a guy who is a playoff guy doesn't mean that that makes JB any better in the playoffs. And so, yeah, tonight's one of those games where tonight's the kind of matchup where we're going to see the feel that he has for this team. Because I would imagine that Orlando, you're going to get the best game from them. And this is also a team, like, I was looking at their, and we'll get more into this later in the show, I was looking at their home-away splits. Like, traditionally, obviously, we're expecting a team to be a little bit better at home than on the road.
Correct.
It is night and day offensively and defensively. We're talking a 10-point swing between how much they score and how much they give up from being at home and being on the road. So I think some of us are just expecting an easy win for the Cavs tonight. I'm not. And again, this is a moment for JB to prove he's going to get these guys in the right frame of mind. He's going to do the things to win what could end up being the most difficult game of the series.
I think it's going to be really tough for the Cavs. But I do think they're going to win. It's going to be more challenging. I think it's going to come down to the final, you know, 3 minutes of the game. Probably going to be a really tight, contested basketball game. But I think the Cavs are going to pull it off.
And if they don't,
I think things will get interesting.
I think this is probably, I think that's the way, I think I understand, and I think Orlando understands this thing. And listen, I'll be honest with you, you've got the equalizer. Tonight should be about Donovan. I think at the end of game two, Donovan said to his guys, Donovan obviously had the banged up ribs because of the cheap shot by Wendell Carter Jr. And I think Donovan was able to trust his teammates a little bit more. I think he was able to conserve a little bit more. I think this is a game where it'd be great to get the full Donovan, where Donovan just decides, I'm not going to lose. Now, we asked Brendan Haywood about this. And again, if you guys missed it, it's fantastic. Like, really great stuff about this series, about the path forward with the Cavaliers, all that. But, you know, we asked him, does the Celtics' loss to the Heat last night, does that prove that the Cavs would have a legitimate chance against them? And I have said that I think one of the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of the downsides with Boston is they are almost exclusively, their offense is so heavily predicated on three-pointers, and they don't have a Steph Curry. Yes, they have their wings can shoot, and they've got some really good shooters. There's a reason why they led the league in three-point attempts, and there's a reason why they were one of the best three-point shooting teams in the NBA. But the problem is, you saw Miami last night put the clamps down on them on the perimeter, and Boston did not have a gear to go to switch up on that. That does, to me, make them a lot more beatable than you would suggest a 64-win regular season team would
honestly
be.
I think that should, like, watching that game last night, if you're a player on the Cavaliers, I think you're juiced. I think it gives you, because, like, there's a chance the Cavs were looking at the series against the Magic. Like, yeah, we'll take care of them, but we know we're probably going to lose in the next round. But then you watch last night and you see a Heat team without Jimmy Butler getting it done. Yeah, they made a lot of threes. Were they like 50%, 60% for three or something stupid, right?
Yeah.
And that obviously they win the game. I think it gives you some hope that you can compete against Boston.
You know, it's funny. I also think it should put the appropriate fear of mind and heart for the Heat. When the Cavs were really good, it was because they were shooting. When the Cavs were at their best this year, it's because the ball was moving and they were shooting at like a 41%, 42% clip from three. I think the way the Heat are slowing down and aggravating Boston, the way they would beat Boston, I think is the same way you'd beat the Cavs, which is that excruciating perimeter defense. And, oh, by the way, Spoelstra is, I don't even think it's a question anymore. Spoelstra is the best. And it's not
he's the best coach probably I've ever seen.
It's not just because he's a great coach. It's he's emboldened to be the best coach in the NBA. When Pat Riley is your consigliere and Pat Riley's watching on, and everybody knows if a player steps out of line in Miami, they'll choose Eric Spoelstra over you because they've done it for damn near 15 years now. I think you add that to the fact that he's brilliant and with X's and O's and lineup changes and stuff like that. All of that together is why Spo is capable of doing what they've done here. C Town J. Cavs are 2 in the playoffs. Nick spends 40 minutes and why they should fire JB. I actually haven't said that. I've talked about this whole series being this playoffs being the whole point in deciding on whether JB is the right coach going forward. I think people are too damn sensitive about JB Bickerstaff. He's just a guy. He's just a head coach. Until proven otherwise. Listen, you go out.
Just a head coach.
You win this series and you go make short order, or you win. Hell, you win a 7-game series against Boston, we'll talk. I'll eat some crow. But this is not about firing JB Bickerstaff. We're evaluating JB Bickerstaff. Those are two very different things.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.